When I was young, I used to play Dungeons and Dragons quite a bit, and I know that some of you will think, "Whoa, that's pretty wild. That's a demonic game." Well, actually, we were fighting demons in the game. So, myself and the other members of our parties in this game, we were always the good characters. You know, we were the lawful, law-abiding healers, and we were fighting evil and fighting demons. So it's kind of an interesting metaphor for real life right now. But in order to fight demons, you have to face off against them. So yeah, there were demons in the game, and we were trying to kill them, and we succeeded. But nevertheless, this podcast is about spell casting and sorcery, which is a very real thing in the real world today, and it's also about resistance to spells. And that's why I bring up Dungeons and Dragons, because as I recall in the game, one of the first spells that a mage gets, that's a magician, is a sleep spell. So you can cast a spell and cause your enemy opponents to go to sleep. Now, this is obviously a spell that's being used right now across culture and media, along with other spells. There are illusion spells, which we'll talk about here in a second. But the sleep spell is designed to just get people just go to sleep, don't worry about it. Don't worry, it's a rumor. You know, there are no children being sex trafficked. It's all a rumor. We've already fact-checked it. You know, that's a sleep spell. Like, everybody go back to sleep. Don't worry that your dollars are worth less and less every day. Don't worry that the election was rigged. Don't worry that your so-called president is a criminal who accepts bribes from foreign nationals. You know, just go back to sleep. And as part of that going back to sleep, of course, there are lots of distractions that are presented in society that can, in some people, sort of lull them to sleep. You know, celebrity news, and in some cases, sports can have that function, or pop culture. People end up talking about, oh, what's the latest movie? What's the latest fashion? Yeah, you're just going to sleep, basically. You're sleeping through life. Now, also in Dungeons and Dragons, there were different races that you could play. You could be a human, you could be an elf, you could be a dwarf, you could be, I don't know what all the races were, but seems like those are, oh, you could be a halfling, I think. Whatever that is, half something. And I seem to recall that elves had resistance to magic for whatever reason. Like, elves were just, you know, magic-proof creatures for, I don't know why. But that's actually relevant to what we see today, because there are certain people like myself and you who are also resistant to magic. For example, the sleep spell isn't working on us, right? We are awakening and we are waking up others. So the, you know, sleepy time and nope, no thanks. You know, we're not going to lose our country. We're wide awake right now. But there's a more powerful spell that is cast by, as I recall, a character class called an illusionist. So illusionists could cast illusions that could be audible, like, oh, there's a sound over there, or there's a voice in your head, or they could be visual. Like, an illusionist could create the visual appearance of anything, an object, a horse, a person, a building, whatever. And obviously, this could be quite useful in Dungeons and Dragons, because if you can, you know, convince your opponent that, let's say, that giant hole in the ground isn't there because you've cast an illusion of, you know, dirt on top of it, then they might fall in the hole. You know, you've taken care of that orc right there. Let's say, fall into a bungee pit and it's done. But casting illusions is what the media does. And there are, of course, globalist-run illusion narratives that are very powerful. One of them being climate change. It's a total illusion, right? Completely made up, not backed by any actual science. But they create this illusion and then they make it powerful through peer pressure. And they try to convince people that the Earth is warming and the oceans are rising rapidly, and that CO2 is a poison and all these horrible, you know, horrible things. And that if we don't give up all fossil fuels, then we're all gonna die. It's just, wow. Oh, and agriculture is bad for the planet. That's the newest one. and nitrogen is bad, and all the elements are bad. This is a spell. It's a spell cast by sorcerers. Sorcerers, some of them named Soros, by the way, which is not that far from sorcerers. You see what I mean? So, they're casting spells. Vaccines, another spell. Not rooted in science, rooted in sorcery. As you know, the history of the word, pharmakia means sorcery. And it's also the root word for the industry, big pharma, or pharmaceuticals. So pharmakia is sorcery. And by the way, a lot of the drugs are mind-altering drugs that are themselves a form of chemical sorcery. So we're talking about antidepressants, psychiatric drugs, all these things. And some of them make people suicidal. Some of them make people think they're playing a video game and they go shoot up a school, like we've seen in various school shootings. But they all dissociate you from reality, the psychiatric drugs. And they are a form of sorcery. I won't quite call it witchcraft because it's not that. It is science sorcery. It's using the label of science to carry out sorcery, which involves the projection of evil with false visions and false voices and false narratives to infest and infect the minds of the people in order to achieve a specific outcome, which in this case is the extermination of the human race. So this is just like in Dungeons and Dragons when a powerful mage casts a giant fireball spell and it just like rushes down the cave and just burns up all the orcs, let's say. But in this case, the sorcerers of the world have launched a massive illusion spell that is designed to get people to kill themselves by destroying agriculture and taking death jabs. You ever thought about it that way? The people who line up and take those jabs, they are under the influence of a spell. The people who say that growing food is bad for the planet, they are under the influence of a spell. The people who say carbon dioxide is a poison or a pollutant, they're under the influence of a spell. And of course, there are many other spells and many other narratives. Vaccines are one of them. You know, climate change is another. Here's one. It's a spell that convinces people that dollars are money. They're not. Dollars are currency. They don't fit the definition of money. Money is something that has to hold value by definition and is fully fungible and so on. But dollars are not. Dollars don't hold value. So they're not money. They're not even backed by gold anymore since 1971. So the entire financial system, based on fiat currency, money printing, and debt, is also another kind of sorcery. You could call it financial sorcery, perhaps, in that case. But it's a spell, and people become spellbound. And they spend their entire lives working to earn something that isn't even real, which is dollars. And they have no idea that those dollars are being stolen from them constantly, every single day, in ways that they don't even anticipate. For example, a friend of mine, his parents just sold their house. And they've had this house for like, I don't know, 40 years or something. And they bought it, let's say, I don't know the exact numbers, but I think they bought it for, let's say, $200,000. And then they sold it for $1 million. Now, you might think, wow, they gained a lot of money. Except they didn't. Because that's a 5x return over 40 years. Well, what has the purchasing power of the dollar experienced over 40 years? Has it lost, you know, let's say 80% of its value? Yeah, probably so. Or close to that. So the so-called gain in the house price is already offset or consumed by the loss in the purchasing power of the dollar. And then the IRS comes along and says, oh, you got to pay tax on that gain because you gained. You got to pay, you know, capital gains tax, I think, is what it's called for real estate, right? So you got to pay capital gains tax, but you didn't really gain, you see. So it's all a scam. But the IRS comes along and says, well, you got to pay, you know, 20% of this gain. So if your gain was $800,000, then what? They say you got to pay the IRS another $160,000, right? So now you have lost money in real terms. You've lost purchasing power. Even though you sat on the house for 40 years, And even though the sorcerer media told you that, oh, you're gaining value, the price is going up. Look, you're going to have $1 million one day. Even though all that is true, the $1 million minus the IRS take of another 160K or so, what you're left with doesn't buy what 200,000 used to buy when you bought the house. So no, you didn't gain. Over 40 years, you lost. And that happens every day all over America right now. This defines the system. But again, it's all a bunch of spell casting. People think they're earning money, but they're actually suffering under a spell. Same thing with food, by the way. So a lot of processed food is really a type of spell casting. And they even use artificial colors and flavors to make the spell very convincing. In the food industry, the spell is trying to convince you that, oh, this is real food. Even though it's nutrient depleted, mineral deficient, partially hydrogenated, genetically engineered, and it's probably loaded with the monosodium glutamate, you know, excitotoxin flavor enhancers, and artificial colors to make it look more like food. That's why they use the colors, right? FDNC, red number 5, yellow number 2, blue lake number 40, or whatever. It's all about casting a spell. So you're walking throughout the store and you see things that look bright. Well, your neurology says, well, that's fresh. You know, a bright red apple peel, that indicates that it's got nutrients. So Coca-Cola has their cans bright red like an apple, and it's sweet like an apple. And it tells your mind that, oh, this is food, when, of course, it's actually a poison. But see, Coca-Cola is in the business of spellcasting, PepsiCo, all the processed food companies, and they run commercials to cast more spells through the media that don't even really promote their food as much as just create the impression that you'll be socially popular if you consume their products. The beer companies used to do this until, of course, Bud Light came along and decided to just try to turn all their beer drinkers into gay people or something, or trans, but and that was a travesty, a total marketing catastrophe. But for the most part, the corporate brands are casting spells. And so as you go throughout the day and you're hearing advertising by the big corporate giants and the mainstream media, you're hearing the news stories, you're seeing events take place, you know, you're looking at food prices at the grocery store. All of this that's going on all around you consists almost entirely of sorcerers' spells. You are being subjected to spellcasting to try to convince you to take actions and make decisions that contradict your own self-interest. They can only do that through spells. So they can't actually tell the truth about vaccines and get people to line up and take them. They can't say, oh, we're trying to depopulate the planet and we're wondering if some of you would like to just commit vaccine-assisted suicide and be part of our depopulation agenda, please line up and take these jabs. If they said that, because that's all true, very few people would line up. I know a few would, because there are some hyper-gullible morons out there who would line up and commit suicide if they think it might save the planet. And to those people, I say, good riddance. We actually should have a jab for you. It's sad that we don't. Nevertheless, for everybody else, they're not quite as gullible, but they're still relatively easy for the globalists to brainwash. So the globalists run out of plandemic and scare everybody. Oh my gosh, everybody's going to die unless you get the jab. And the jab is medicine. It's medicine. And don't look over here where there's no long-term clinical trials. Don't look over there where there's no safety testing, no efficacy proof, no data to support it. In fact, it keeps killing people. Don't look at those things. Just absorb the spell, roll up your sleeve and take the jab and die, human, die, right? Like that's the globalist point of view. And that has managed to get, I don't know, half of society, maybe a little bit more, because people are really incredibly gullible and subjected to spellcasting. So if you think about it, what we are trying to do, what I do every day, is I break the spell. I mean, quite literally. I help millions of people break the spell. I am the spell breaker. It's like being a code breaker. I'm like a spell hacker. I can decode and hack and break the spell using words, by the way. And words are used by the sorcerers to cast the spells. You know, they exploit words, they abuse them, they twist them. You know, the phrase gender-affirming care? That means they're slicing the nutsack off a little boy, but they call it gender-affirming care. See, they lie with words, but we tell the truth with words, and we awaken people with words, so we use words to break the spells. But it takes a high level of mastery in the use of words to be able to break the spells. And that's why people like myself, I've spent, you know, 25 years mastering the art of verbal and written communication. And that's why my words are so effective that I've been banned and deplatformed everywhere across the planet on every platform that you can possibly think of, because they don't want the spell breakers like myself or the spell hackers to be able to break the spells. So a little bit of homework for you on this. I'd like you to observe the spells as you go throughout your day. I want you to look at every attempt that the media or the government or corporations, every attempt they're making to affect your mind with a spell. It doesn't always have to be advertising or marketing. It could be news or narratives or policies or all kinds of things. Or, you know, it could be geoengineering, it could be false flag operations. Those are also a type of spell. But I'd like you to observe all the spells that are being cast upon you in a given day. And if you can't identify 50 spells, you're not paying attention. There are at least 50 spells cast upon you every single day. Sometimes in just a few minutes on TV, by the way. But make it a point. Just do this for one day. I mean, start with one day. I want you to go through and identify every spell that's being cast upon you by the establishment. Every message. And it could be spells cast upon you by your family and friends because they are spellbound by the same spells. So they might say to you, oh, you need to wear a mask, otherwise my mask won't work. That's a spell. That's a sorcerer's spell that bypasses logic and reason, obviously. And if you want to be more immune to spells, then just keep listening to my podcasts and watch my videos and watch my channel. I am the spell breaker. Maybe that should be my new nickname. Go from the health ranger to the spell breaker. Breaking the spells. That's what we have to do, folks. Because we can't allow our minds, our hearts, our consciousness, our lives to be dominated by evil sorcerers. Or the Eye of Sauron. From Lord of the Rings, or I don't know what were the dark wizards named in all of that. I don't remember all their names. Saruman. Yeah, I think that was one. Saruman was a dark wizard. And Gandalf was, you know, Gandalf the White, which I'm sure now would be considered racist. Gandalf the White is a great loving wizard. Of course they made him white, you know, that's what you would hear. But if you want to know how to break spells, you want to break spells and actually control your mind, control your life, keep listening to my podcast. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Read my articles on naturalnews.com, and you can catch more of my podcasts and my interviews and videos at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.